The 2018 midterm elections were record-breaking on many fronts, and now new numbers released by the U.S. Census Bureau show the trends were stark. Women voters, Latino voters, and young voters here showed up in a big way, and here to break it all down for us is Arizona's own data guru, Garrett Archer, formerly with the Arizona Secretary of State's office. Good morning, Garrett.
Good morning.
Okay, so let's start with the overall picture here. You have said that this is about diversifying the electorate in Arizona. That's what we see now that we have all of the data, right?
Yes, this was a story of the electorate continuing to diversify even in a midterm election.
Okay. Let's break it all down then. So let's start with women. How did that look here in Arizona?
So for the past couple of elections, presidential elections, and now since we're talking census, I'm going to talk VAP, which is the voting age population, the eligible rather than the registered.
Sure.
For the last couple of presidential elections, women have outpaced and have actually been over half of their, over 50% of women have participated in presidential elections. Now, in this last midterm, that was also the case, which is somewhat different than we see in midterms. We had a VAP percentage of women over 50%. I believe men were at about 49.9%. So they were actually just under their VAP rate, whereas women were above that.
Okay. And women showed up in a big way here specifically. How does that compare nationally?
We very much followed a lot of the trends that we saw nationally. So, yes, women were ahead of men nationally, and they did they were above their VAP nationally.
Okay. Let's also talk about Latino voters, right? Like, we've heard for so long in the political world that the Latino giant is going to wake up and vote a certain way and change the voting landscape specifically here in Arizona. Did that happen?
So, yeah, oftentimes what we see with the Latino vote in Arizona is during, again, presidential election, where the electorate is traditionally more diverse than a midterm, the Latino vote does tend to be a pretty decent number. And then during a midterm, it kind of somewhat narrows a little bit. Mm-hmm. And in this last election, Hispanics were actually one of the only demographic to actually increase their participation from the 2016 election. So they are continuing to increase. And a lot of that has to do with the younger Latino vote. If you looked at the patterns across the age demographics, the Latino population is one of the only demographics in which young people outpaced older people mm-hmm. in voting participation. And so when we reflect that on the numbers that we saw in Arizona, that is one of the reasons why Hispanics continue to outpace what they did in 2016, because those same the young people, the young Hispanics, did in fact show up for this last election as well.
And that leads me to my next question, which is about young voters who really came out specifically here in Arizona, and it sounds like more in Arizona than they did nationally.
Yes, they were very reflective of what they did in 2016. I mean, in many cases, this last midterm election was a hybrid presidential election.
Yeah.
We saw numbers that were when we look and break down electorates, we tend to bin up the, we tend to put the elections in buckets, midterms, presidentials, primaries, all this other stuff. And what we saw with the this last 2018 was that the demographic profile was much more closer to what you'd see in a presidential. In fact, it was almost reflective of a presidential rather than a midterm. So those young people, they were the as I've said before, the 18 to 34 was the largest voting demographic on election day. In 2018. That had happened in 2016, but in midterms, that's unheard of. In fact, they're usually not even close to the top three or four. They are entirely outpaced by people who are in the age demographic of 55 to 64.
Okay, so then what does this say about our next upcoming election? I mean, 2020, another big presidential election is right around the corner. Are we going to see even higher numbers, you think?
Yeah, so I would expect that these numbers will either hold or tighten some as far as the diversity. We'll see maybe a trend of slightly more younger people voting. But I don't expect large seismic shifts in this next election. So what we're looking at now in Arizona is, as far as in the future, is what's actually going to occur in 2022. Hmm. So is this electorate we saw in 2018, is this an outlier, or is this kind of a new reality for our midterms? Is this what the electorate's going to look like? So, when candidates and people are running elections in midterms, will they now have to pivot and start talking to an electorate that's closer to a presidential electorate rather than, say, a midterm electorate?
All right. Arizona's own data guru, Garrett Archer, thanks so much.
Thank you.